Welcome to Train Hot Dog, the podcast where I talk to myself on a train. Today, we are going to talk about flirting in a traffic jam and whether it was ever historically done, like in that George Lucas movie about flirting in a traffic jam. There's no rider mail this week, because you've all failed me. I'm going to search for flirting in a traffic jam. Urban Dictionary, traffic flirting. The act of catching a girl's or guy's eye while sitting in busy traffic, often resulting in friendly smiles and maybe a wink. Extreme success can result in winding down windows and chatting / exchanging details. David, hey Skeeve, how was your trip home? Long, but got some serious traffic flirting in this babe in an Audi. It's written by Skeeve Stevens in April 2006. That's it. That's the whole definition. Quora, flirting. How should I respond when someone plays eye tag with me in Ellipsis?
Good evening, passengers. May I have your attention, please? An elevator status update from the Barn Operations Control Center. At this time, we have two elevators in the system out of service. At Embarcadero Station, the street elevator, as well as the platform elevator. Those two elevators are currently out of service. Once again, at Embarcadero Station, the street elevator, as well as the platform elevator, are out of service. We do apologize for this inconvenience. Thank you, operator, to activate TTA 1807.
Yeah, so if you guys are using Embarcadero Station during this recording, you won't be able to use the elevators. Sorry, guys. Matt Levine, interpersonal coach, says, I'm going to assume you are a male who wants to form a connection beyond eye contact in this situation. The key is to openly acknowledge the moment you are sharing. Perhaps on second glance, when it is obvious there is mutual interest, smile and wave at her. This will force a response, which will likely want to free things. Waves back / laughs, smiles nervously and looks away, or coldly turns away. In the case that you receive a negative response, wait for her to look again and do something funny, make a silly face. Ask her to list the positive response you're looking for. If you really have been playing eye tag, you will most likely receive a positive response or an ambiguous response if the woman is shy or caught off guard. Once this happens, you can ask her for her phone number. Signal for her to put her window down and say something like, hey, I know this is crazy, but here's my number, call me. That's not what he says. See, I'm just an asshole. But I you know, this is crazy, but I think you're really cute, and I will kick myself all day if I don't ask for your number. And the situation is acceptable for her to ask for her number right away. She will realize the moment is rare and will disappear soon. Also, she will feel comfortable interacting with you from the safety and distance of her own vehicle. The key is to smile and to come across as fun and spontaneous. And if you have to hold traffic up a little bit to do it, it'll be worth it. Mark's not for reproduction, so I have violated this guy's rights by including the entirety of this message. I'm sorry, guy. Maybe like me snarking on your "hey, this is crazy" quote makes it count as satire. I don't know. Answers below. Related questions. How should I respond if someone seems like she's flirting with me? I see girls making eyes at me occasionally. What's the most appropriate word? There's nothing about traffic in here. One stop means go. Flirting at the traffic lights. Flirting in traffic. Flirting with the forbidden. Finding grace in a world of temptation. Flirting in faith. My spiritual journey from atheism to a ellipsis. Atheism to a faith-filled life. Oh, this isn't actually talking about flirting in a traffic. Okay, flirting in a traffic jam. George Lucas. Oh, this is topical because of the new Star Wars movie. Spielberg, Lucas, Conic America, NPR. Marin Wars. George Lucas keeps trolling NIMBY neighbors. Okay, I'll read that. massive affordable housing plan. Visionary creator, Star Wars creator George Lucas is no stranger to drawn-out episodic battles. Most recently, the filmmaker who was spurned by the Bay Area when the Presidio Trust rejected his illustration museum, which might these days be a particularly stinging blow because he hasn't been able to stick a landing in Chicago. What? Okay, there are like words here and like allusions to political events I'm not paying attention to. But Lucas was first bested by his Marin County neighbors over plans to build a massive Lucasfilm studio on a Skywalker Ranch property. After the 15-year feud, Lucas pulled the plug on the idea in 2012. But the Tammy made a vague but ominous threat on the land where a studio could not be built due to the opposition of NIMBY neighbors. He would build affordable housing, the Marin County equivalent of a Death Star. Now, reports Steve is making good on the plan. The 70-year-old billionaire has just filed a proposal for 224 units on land next to his home, 122 and 3-bedroom homes for low-income workers and 104 residences for pensioners. It would be one of the largest affordable housing projects in the Bay Area. Also in the plans, a community center and pool, an orchard, and a farm or garden. Development would cost $200 million and take up 52 acres of the Grady Ranch estate near Skywalker Ranch. Lucas plans to pay all the costs himself, which will allow him to choose who lives there and to complete construction by 2018. What's $200 million to a guy who's pledged to give away more than $2.5 billion? In 2010, Lucas took Bill Gates' Warren Buffett's giving pledge to donate half his fortune, which Forbes puts at around $5.1 billion. In 2012, Lucas sold Lucasfilm to Disney. At the time, he set up a $4 billion deal. Disney's reach and experience give Lucasfilm the opportunity to blaze new trails in film, television, direct media, theme parks, live entertainment, and consumer products. He serves as a creative consultant on Star Wars Episode 7, which comes out in December. According to Marin County Supervisor Steve Kinsey, George Lucas said, "If I'm not going to do what I wanted to do there, what can I do that would really be beneficial to this community?" That's pretty cool. Good on you, George Lucas. That basically makes up for Ewoks. George Lucas has not seen the new Star Wars trailer. That's news. All right, I'm reading that news. That's April 17th, so it's the old new Star Wars trailer. The new Star Wars trailer has been viewed well over 23 million times alone on YouTube since its release Thursday at Star Wars Celebration, but not one of those views belongs to creator George Lucas. During a Tribeca Film Festival panel Friday afternoon, when Lucas was interviewed by Stephen Colbert, or Colbert, I forget if he's still keeping his faux French pronunciation, the 70-year-old director said he has yet to see the new trailer for Force Awakens. When asked by Colbert if he's seen the teasers, Lucas didn't even seem to be aware that it came out Thursday. "I have seen the first one," Lucas said. He told the audience he hadn't had a chance to see the one that came out today. "I just saw it was on CBS. I want to see that on the big screen," he added, as Colbert was prepping to take out his phone to have Lucas watch it on his own device. While taking questions from the audience, a young man asked Lucas his hope for the new Star Wars movies going forward, close quote. "I hope they do a great job," said Lucas. "Okay, good. That's all I need to know. Best of the people at their worst." Shurang Dixit's reviews, letterboxed. Battle for Chip the Traffic Chicken, 5-way custody, Daily Mail. One Direction's Lewis Tomlinson curbs his parting ways in Cardiff. List of King of the Hill episodes. List of guest stars on King of the Hill. Glenn L. Lucas. Like, this group was really, like, trying hard to give me anything relevant and failing. Wants Kiss. 10 flirting tips for guys. Casualdatingflirtinggirl.com. That should have been anything but .com. And they should have had like 12 more dots in it. See here, H-E-A-R. Crowdsource subtitles for everyday life. Microtask. Shamoozle News. S-H-A-M-O-O-Z-A-L. All right. Flirting in traffic. George Lucas first. Regarding Rockwell, book 3, The Flirts, Jacking the Boy Next Door, Flirts at the Box Office, the most perfect dazzling creature ever, jailed Ohio Trooper Brian Lee, advertised traffic stop sex, flirting with disaster, Flirting lessons from George Godley. The cringe subreddit, good. How do U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit? That's a sentence. Jurassic Park. Okay. Jurassic Park trivia. Where were the things that I saw? The crew had to have safety meetings about the T-Rex. It weighed 12,000 pounds and was extremely powerful. They used flashing lights to announce when it was about to come on to alert the crew, because if you stood next to it and the head went by at speed, it felt like a bus going by. Where's the fucking preview text that I saw about George Lucas? I don't think it's there anymore. Dennis Muren's suggested the full-size dinosaurs could be done on a computer with their toe. They had to prove it first to Steven Spielberg, which he did with a skeletal gallimimus herd. Gallimimus. Running through the field. Spielberg was so blown away by the scene, especially when the fleshy T-Rex arrived in the scene. He and Tippett looked at each other, and Tippett said, "I think we're extinct." I guess Tippett is a practical effects guy. Spielberg liked the line and gave it to Goldblum to say it in Sam Neill in the Visitor's Center. This was Richard Attenborough. Okay, I'm giving up on finding the Lucas thing in here. Hollywood Temp Diaries. Star Wars, The Old Republic flirting. Star Wars flirts. Anything but Star Wars. Flirting. What was that movie? Okay. Director.
Montgomery Street Station, Daly City Train.
The American Graffiti, that was it. Flirting in traffic. American Graffiti. MX-106 radio. Car flirting has become a very popular way. Ellipsis. Russ Carolyn Ford in the American Graffiti was based on teenagers meeting each other just that way. Ellipsis. Have you ever exchanged numbers? Oh, this is a Facebook post, and there's like, I could just read you all the responses. Chad Scalis says, nope, too busy texting. Notice what's going on around me. Sarah Morgan says, ha ha ha, now that's speed dating. That has 3 likes. Christy Collins Bauer says, no, but I watched my dad do it. Stuck in L.A. traffic about 20 years ago. He started flirting with a lady in a convertible. As they passed, caught up. It continued for an hour or so. My dad skipped his exit and ended using hand gestures to give her his phone number. She yelled at her on a piece of paper. I have no idea if they ever met up, but I was horribly embarrassed. 3 likes. Christy Clark's, Holly Bain says, Christy Clark, wrong thread. I've had guys try to give me their numbers while sitting in traffic. I thought it was kind of creepy. Carissa Simmons Patterson says, no lol. See translation. Alright, translate that for me. Okay, it's automatically translated, in lol. Okay, good to know. I don't know. It doesn't say what language that was, though. Michael Dyson says, it was called the Drag on Main Street. Okay. American Graffiti, American Graffiti, American Graffiti. Ebert liked American Graffiti, apparently. The classic drag, Stockton's Miracle Mile, Cruising Past, Rekindled. TLA Film and Video Guide, The Discerning Film Lover's Guide. American Sniper Review, Eastwood's Latest Flirts with... Oh, that has nothing to do with traffic. It's time to give up the flirting game, Toronto Star. It demands us to ask, is it time to give up on the vagaries of flirting in favor of just faying what we... Ellipsis, World Wheels, Faces, Cruise Control, Tribune Digital, Holm, the new City of Bedford official website, Street Racing, Mulholland Drive in 1978, Edmunds.com, Customer Reviews, American Graffiti, More American, Falling in Like with Paris, Flirting with the Globe, we really liked, but also a lot that really turned us away from having a nice time. I think part so much beauty and history covered in graffiti, member of the travel blog Traffic Exchange. American Sniper again.
Elevator at a market area downtown San Francisco PDF. Street and
Plaza. What about elevators? Good.
A street elevator at 16th. I'm now 621.
Hey, good looking film. Hey, good looking. It is a 1982 American adult animated comedy of age comedy. Several African American animators, including graffiti artists, were hired by their characters to act when the cameras were off, including flirting with an actress. Tampa Bay Hot Rods, Hot Spot, Town of Griffith, City of St. Paul, Minnesota, official website, SBPD in the news, Ohio Tribune, Advertised Traffic Stop Signs. You really want me to read that article about the Ohio State Trooper, but I am not having it. Tehran Travel Guide. Los Angeles cruising enthusiasts gather despite roadblocks. To be good is not enough. Falling short of genius. Nine American habits I lost when I moved to Germany. Alright, let's see what that is. We begin the slideshow. View single page. That's the... No, there's a pop-up. Watch real travelers experience Seattle for the first time. No, thank you. View single page. Nine American habits I lost when I moved to Germany by Vanessa Van Doren. One, idle chit-chat. During my first days in Germany, of work in Germany, I made sure to be super friendly to all my coworkers. Never a grin maniacally wave and yell, "Hi, how's your day going?" The responses range from "New Year's" to "Total lacks of a reply." Confused but not discouraged, I continued trying to work my charms on my new friends. One morning, I passed Roger, the department statistician. I beamed, laser beamed at him with my eyes and yelled at him. Eventually, sensing my discomfort, Roger paused and gave me a blank look. "Well, you asked," he muttered, rolling his eyes down. Continuing down the hall to his office. Two, thin skin. Germans don't like small talk and they don't like bullshit. I have comments and feel good messages have no place here. German flirting is particularly brutal. Your big nose looks good on your face. It's about the best compliment you can expect to get in Germany. Fear of nudity, especially in the former East. Free body culture is an important part of the German identity. German decades of repression led to a particular appreciation for the experience of freedom and nudity without a direct relationship. Sexuality, expectation of surfy wall, assumption of others' guilt. Frenetic pace, work above all, rule breaking. Buying on credit. Germans. Okay, that's the whole article. A good thing too, because I'm here. I will talk to you guys next week if I'm still alive after Indiecade. The end.